opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
And good morning and welcome to our Friday edition here. This is Linda Bott, and I've got some guests with me this morning. We have the next 2 hours of really fun-filled. We're going to do some open line. Cameron Middleton should be on his way in this morning. Carl is in Madison, Wisconsin, and boy, you should have seen that spectacular day of travel when they went to Chicago and couldn't get through Chicago because the storm was so bad, so the plane went to Madison, but because they didn't have the ground crew to get to unload a 757 or whatever big plane, he was able to depart, but the other guys, because he's going to be pheasant hunting in Madison, Wisconsin, the other guys went back to Chicago, flew back to Chicago, and they could finally get land, and then ended up getting in their car from Chicago and driving their luggage to Madison, Wisconsin. So anyway, that's the beautiful thing about traveling when you never know from that. Here we are with our beautiful weather, and I'm going to tell you what it is right now. Currently, it's going to be 74 today with our overnight lows of 43. Who saw that moon last night? We need to look it up. Jared, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, can you look up what the moon was? Because I know there was 13 moons this year, and they all have specific names. And that moon came over Lassen last night, and I kept thinking, boy, it's taking a long time for the sun to set. But it was the moon coming up over the mountain, and it was orange, and it's spectacular, huge moon.
Well, it looks like it's called a waning gibbous, which means it's 99% of a full moon.
Oh.
So it's actually waning, so going away from a full moon.
Okay. Is there a name for every, you know, like they've got the flower moon, they have a... You know, it seemed like
it doesn't look like the full moon had a name, or if it does, it's not showing it on this.
Okay. Okay, well, let's still look for that, because I remember one day doing that. But anyway, so, of course, we have to do our shout-out at the top of the show, which we love to do, because they've been partnering with us, and I really have my life saved there, so I can't say enough about Shasta Regional Medical Center. If you've ever had to be into the emergency room, or you had to be... taken into the hospital at the last minute, Shasta Regional and their team of doctors and nurses are really spectacular. And we are very blessed to have such a wonderful opportunity to have that kind of facility here in the Redding area, Shasta County. Okay, mostly clear today with our overnight lows of 43. Tomorrow calls for sunny with a high of 75. Saturday will be our overnight lows tomorrow night, 43. Now, it looks like we just had this beautiful weekend again. Sunny on Sunday, 69 with overnight lows of 37. Now, here we go on Washington's birthday on Monday. We'll be on the air once again. We will be here live. Sunny, then slight chance of showers with our high of 60 and Monday night 35. So do you know that it says in the forecast here chance of rain and then snow? I think it's because of that overnight 35. Slight chance of showers on Tuesday. From my lips to God's ears, please give us some rain. We'll take the rain and we'll take the snow.
And moon was called the snow moon.
The snow moon! Yay! Wouldn't that be great? Please! Okay. Weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Locally owned, operated. Our little angel group out there in Anderson, the Kennedy family. 365-279-3 for your gas and propane needs. Now, when we talk about when we partner here at KCNR and our body of work, we love to align ourselves with people doing great work, and that are those are the people at Haven Humane. And with me this morning is Katrina. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm doing well.
Okay, so you're the media person. You get to pick a pet of the week. You've been on KRCR. You're going to hit all the news outlets. And you have to pick a spectacular pet to represent that is ready to be adopted, who you have in the shelter. And this morning you have?
I have Legolas. He's a really cute, tiny pit. I say tiny because he's only about 44 pounds. So if you're looking for a medium-sized dog, definitely a good candidate. He's about 2 years old. He's mostly all black with a little white on his chest, and he only has 3 legs.
And when Sue got off the news, who, by the way, Sue Sue McClain does such a spectacular job doing the news in the morning. She gets out of the newsroom and she comes, and Legolas just rolled on his back and went looked at her like, I belong with you. So he is a real love.
He is. That's one of his favorite things, is rolling on his back and getting belly rubs. No, he's really sweet. He came to us as a stray, and he was in pretty bad shape. He came to us with a pretty severe leg injury to where we did have to amputate his leg. But that really hasn't slowed him down. Mm-mm. He's very happy-go-lucky. He's very fun. He's very playful, and he just loves people. He loves attention and being pet. Yeah, I know. He's a really sweet dog.
You know what I was just flashed on when you were talking about the fact that he came to you with a leg injury? You know, my mind instantly went to a therapy pet with somebody who maybe has suffered a severe injury themselves and can see that this dog, no matter, he's got three legs, he's bouncing around as if that leg wasn't missing.
Right.
Like just full of love, full of life, full of happiness, full of cuddles, and not down in the dumps because the digit was removed.
Right. Isn't it amazing?
It's really beautiful.
It really is. I feel like I see that a lot with the animals that we get that only have three legs, where they act as if they have no idea.
Yeah.
They're just having a good time.
Yeah.
And no, he's really sweet. My coworker actually took him to PetSmart yesterday, and he was super friendly with everyone. He was great with meeting children. He's great with all people, and he also was really friendly with every dog he saw. So I think he would be a really good fit for most families. I think he would do great with another dog in the house to play with, because he does like to run around and play quite a bit.
He's not so big that he's going to bowl over anything.
Definitely not.
We've had a few in here that, yeah, you know, would maybe take your, you know, if you're not strong on your legs, it could maybe push you over accidentally.
Right.
So Katrina from Haven Humane. Tell us what happens after you do the media round and you're in your little Haven Humane car and you've got the dog and Legolas. And then, you know, what happens after you are done with your, like, give us the routine so we can see what happens once you go back. So Luke turned around like, I don't know, I may be game. So this dog is going to be adopted today.
I would think so. Yeah. Like, he's amazing.
Yeah. So you go back. And then the calls start to come in. Are you still doing by appointment only?
We are doing it by appointment only, but since Legolas is the pet of the week, you actually can come in today and visit him. No appointment necessary. So if you hear about him on the show this morning, you can just come right on down. We open at 11 and ask to visit with him, and we'll make sure that you get to meet with him.
And I also like how people are always worried about, can their pets get along?
Yes.
And if anybody is following my posts on Facebook, it was February 15th a year ago that we sent Snooki over the Rainbow Bridge. And it's just even still hard for me to talk about it because she was our fur baby. And, you know, Carla and I have been married, and that was what we got on we got a dog on our first year anniversary. Aww. So that we could have this beautiful entity that we raised together, and she was our little girl. So every Christmas card, all that stuff, you think about that. So I couldn't figure out, I was really afraid, do I have COVID? You know, of course we get this fear. And you will get this because you work with pets. Something happens in your heart. It's completely different than your friends, your human friends. There's just different. And this dog that you brought in today is one of those pets that's going to get into your system that is, you can't wait to get home because you want to spend some doggy love with Legolas.
Exactly. No, he is such a love. Everyone who meets him falls in love with him.
Yeah, yeah.
He's wonderful.
And one day we'll open, you know, we'll be ready for that again. And so I know that there's people out there that maybe can add a pet, and maybe you're worried. And so Haven Humane will work with you in so many levels to see where your pets get along. You can go into rooms and visit. You know, you're not outside the cage or the shelter or the pen or whatever whatever you call their holding area. You can actually be with them in a room and, right, see how they interact with your children, and the family can come in into a room and visit.
Exactly. We definitely try our best to make sure that we find your perfect match based on what you're looking for, based on what we know about the animals. And yeah, we always encourage, families to all come and meet the dog together, just to make sure that everyone feels the same way about them. And then of course, if you have dogs already, we do require that you bring them down, so they can meet whoever it is you're adopting, so we can make sure they get along.
Okay. Well, when we come back, thank you so much for Katrina for joining us. Jared's going to be posting that picture on our Free Fire, radio, Facebook page, so you can see that as well. And we're going to come back, and Jared's going to tell us what day of the year it is, and a bunch of good stuff. So we'll be right back here. This is Linda Bott on KCNR, 1460.com and 96.5 FM. This is your talk radio.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
At Shasta Regional Medical Group, we're focused on the health matters that matter to you, like having a primary care doctor you trust. Our physicians put patients first. They take the time to listen to your needs and concerns, and they provide the information you need to make good decisions about your own health. At Shasta Regional Medical Group, you have an integrated network of caregivers and specialists working to serve you in a compassionate, patient-centered environment. We're conveniently located right across the street from Shasta Regional Medical Center. To make an appointment, call Shasta Regional Medical Group today at 605-4260 or visit us online at ShastaRegionalMedicalGroup.com. Shasta Regional Medical Group. Your primary care is our primary concern.
Came out?
No.
Oh. I don't feel shameful. What? I'm wondering, I think this is 80s. Material Girl you know, you have to admit that at that time, at that time it was brilliant. Maxwell Insurance and Financial brings me this, or brings us this segment of the show. I love you slide in. Cameron, you are guilty for sliding in, and let's see, you're only, okay, but we're happy to have you. All your insurance and financial needs under one roof, that's Maxwell Insurance. You know, Judy Maxwell is such a sharp individual and a loving individual. She and her staff, I've talked with a couple of my girlfriends who moved their insurance. One has a couple pieces of property and felt like they were not insured in the way that they needed to be insured, and ended up moving everything and felt this connection, as well as another friend of mine who felt that after she went through when we had the first fire. We've had a couple of them, but and she lived in town, and somebody was threatening to cancel her, and so she ended up taking, who owns a business in this town, ended up taking all of her business to Maxwell. So I think that that speaks volumes about someone who will sit down with you, not only for home insurance, but what's happened with Medi-Cal, Medicaid, where are you with your life insurance, somebody who will be able to do the whole plan for you. I know we tried to get my parents to come up to Reading. We had a place that they could rent. I mean, I set the whole thing up, and I think they got into the middle of their fear regarding the fact that we didn't have a certain kind of medical insurance that they had up here. But she was trying to explain to them that, you know, with supplements here and what you pay with copay there, and it was a Kaiser situation. So as many of you know, my mom's 88, my dad's 90, and I really wanted them right across the street from us. So anyway, she took the time to sit down with my parents and explain how they could literally make a lateral move and the benefits from it. So that's the kind of time, effort and energy and caring and concern that Maxwell Insurance, and that really mean it. I really mean it. So 2210441, they're located on Hilltop Drive. Cameron Middleton.
Good morning.
At the helm with me this morning.
Yeah, Carl said he was on assignment again. These Midwest assignments are just killing him.
His Midwest assignment that I started off the show by saying that he, and I'm kind of itching from, because I love dogs. I could have rolled around with that dog all day, but there's certain pets that have dander that I get allergic to. So I'm sitting there like, all right. But it just, I mean, I didn't bury my face in it, but my hands are so, if you're seeing me, it's not because I have something contagious, okay?
All right, good to know.
Anyway, so I was sharing with our listeners this morning that he flew to Chicago yesterday, and the plane, because of the snow that was, I don't even what the visibility was, but they circled, and they could not land. So they went to Madison, which is the ultimate destination. That was their destination. But because the plane was so big, Madison, Wisconsin's airport didn't have the ground equipment to take everybody off the plane as well as their luggage. Because it's a small airport like Reading.
Yes.
Okay. So he ended up getting off the plane, and the other two or three younger bucks flew back to Chicago once it cleared, then were able to get their luggage, all the group's luggage, because they're hunting and people are bringing stuff, into the car, and the car, I guess the Madison's, the weather's not bad as bad in Madison as in Chicago, so I'm not really sure what the drive time is. I've done that once. Madison to Chicago. And I said to Carl, I said, one year when my brother went to medical school and did his residency in Madison, Wisconsin. So, one year I went to Madison, Wisconsin for Christmas. It took me 2 full days from LA to get to Madison, Wisconsin because of the weather. And I got, waylaid, I think, in Denver, got to Chicago. The plane was frozen. So we had to wait for the plane to defrost and then get to finally. So 2 full days. I was in just a wreck by the time I got there.
Yeah, I don't think I could deal with the weather like that. With winter up there, I really don't think I could do it. And yeah, a friend of mine, he was in Michigan, Wisconsin, both here recently. Same thing. just absolutely awful. Sat in the airport for a day or two, lost luggage, the whole nine yards. This was a week ago.
Yeah. Oh,
same
boy.
Thing.
Oh, boy. Well, you know, that's the whole thing about that, you know, we feel blessed that we're here in Reading and we have, like, well, we had snowmageddon 1 year.
Oh,
yeah.
When we get any type of snow. I mean, we were saying not recently. I mean, my little boy now is four, that he has seen, you know, snow on the ground really stick and be there for a while. I think three or four times now. I think I was 12 or 13. You know, I was born and raised here, and I think I was 12 or 13 by the time I saw the third or fourth snow that actually stuck on the ground.
Oh, really?
So, yeah, I mean, the amount of times we get debilitating snow here.
Right.
I've always loved that about this area. If you want to go play in the snow in the winter,
right,
no problem. You're 15 minutes away.
Yeah.
Hop in the car. We did it a couple of weeks ago. Went up to Mount Shasta.
Uh-huh.
You know, we took Cole. We had such a great time up there. Went to McLeod. Went up by the ski park. Played in the snow. We stayed in Dunsmuir at Railroad Park.
Oh.
Snow there. But, you know, that's fun snow.
Yeah.
That snow you drive around and get out and play in. Not this, you know, 4 feet with planes needing to be de-iced, losing luggage. Yeah, I don't think I could do it. So.
Well, some of the guys, I guess, they were supposed to, their scheduled hunt was this morning at 8. So those guys didn't get in until midnight. If they got in at midnight. So I said, well, welcome to hardcore. That's what it is to go out there and, you know, do the boy thing. That's fine. So, okay. You're here this morning at 7:26. We do have, some scheduled guests, but what have you got on your agenda that you'd like to cover this morning? I mean, I know that you probably every single day you're on so many committees. You're a mover and shaker in the Reading area, and you've been of a family that's done that. What do you have to share with us that may be kind of on the boiler, on the burner?
Well, I think one of the ones that has been greatly talked about here in the last short while has been, you know, the city council on Tuesday night did approve the rezoning and the expansion of the downtown specific plan down around the Garden Tract area towards into that eastern portion of downtown Western Garden Tract area.
Well, share with us, because last time we were here, we talked about, we don't know if we like that.
Yeah, and it was interesting. I mean, there were really some, and this has been an issue now going on for the last several months, but really came to conclusion finally on Tuesday night. I think it went to the council four times total after it left the planning commission. And so, you know, we've had a downtown specific plan for over 20 years here in Reading.
Now, when you say we...
The city of Reading.
The city of Reading has had a downtown plan for over 20 years.
Over 20 years.
For people listening that don't really know the mechanics and the inside of who's doing what, that's important to say, pretending you're talking to like first timers.
Yeah, so, you know, within planning and zoning, from a city planning standpoint, we've got all kinds of different zoning designations, residential, commercial, industrial, etc. Then there are what are called master plans and specific plans. And a specific plan is for a very specific area where you actually go in and create sort of its own special set of zoning rules within that area. And we only have really, they're pretty rare. We don't have very many of them here in town.
Which you're talking about specific.
The specific plans.
Specific plans. And you were hoping, I'm sure anybody who's developing anything would hope to get specific plans, because that means that you get specific special rules.
They are basically special rules.
Yes.
That's correct. So, for example, in downtown, downtown has special provisions that you don't see anywhere else in town. One is within the downtown core, and that's the very center portion of downtown. That's not the entire area covered by downtown, but right in the middle, that downtown core does not have a height limit, for example. Technically speaking, you could build a 100-story sky rise in the middle of downtown where we're at now.
Why didn't they do that with the jail?
Well, it was the tallest building in town for quite a long time. Obviously, nobody's going to make a 100, you know, foot
a
100-story skyscraper pencil right now. But you've got different height requirement, so you can go taller in downtown. Parking, you also don't have the same parking requirements in downtown that you have in other zoning designations around town. And setbacks, right? So most of the time you build a house in a subdivision, you can't put the house right at the sidewalk.
Right.
You've got to bring it back some.
Right.
A lot of those setback requirements are reduced or eliminated downtown.
Okay.
So, and it also has, you know, a specific plan like downtown. The Reading Riverfront specific plan's the other.
And on that note, we're going to come back because I want to move around. I think it's very interesting. It's perked my interest this morning, because you are on the Planning Commission.
Yes.
All right. So that's really important. But we go back and we hear about these different zones. I think if you've kind of maybe heard about it, but not really tuned in, that's an important thing too. And I really want to, in my mind, because I'm a visual person, I want you to give me like, where is the downtown core? Because that has special
rules.
Special rules. All right, we'll be right back. Hey, by the way, we want to thank our friends over at Four Winds Jewelry that have been with us since day one. If you somehow missed Valentine's Day or you've got some special things coming up, you know, they can create a piece of jewelry. I know they made my engagement ring, wedding ring, and Carl's. We've been with them for a long time. That's where we go. They can do loose stone work, they're experts in opals, any kind of thing, estate jewelry. Head over to Four Winds Jewelry located on Hilltop Drive. We'll be right back.
Explore your world right from home with Turtle Bay TV.
Daintree is a jungle carpet python.
Featuring free educational and distance learning content for a virtual experience the whole family will enjoy.
Welcome to the vault.
Start streaming now at turtlebay.org.
Attention, Wind River Resort and Casino guests. We have exciting news. Now open for your gaming pleasure is our new Lightning Link Lounge in Dragon's Den. Come discover the lucky legend of Dragon Link and Lightning Link in our new slot lounge with 58 of your favorite progressives. Just follow the lightning bolts to discover lightning fast jackpots. Our new Lightning Link Lounge in Dragon's Den. Open now. For more information, please visit windriver.com. Find your moment with us at Wind River Resort and Casino.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
100 years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Today, Simpson University continues to provide a Christ-centered education, graduating students with mature and infectious faith, critical competence, and a ready spirit to thrive as servant leaders around the world and at our backyard. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide 3 delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless pets.
There's more to explore with a Turtle Bay membership. Get unlimited access to world-class exhibits, exciting animal shows, towering playgrounds, and beyond. Family memberships are only $90 a year. That's less than $8 a month for a whole year of fun. Join today at turtlebay.org.
All right. We'll take that on Friday. I need it. Here we go. Wait. Don't stop. Where's that? Ooh. All right. I was waiting for that high note. I think that's in the song. Hey, welcome back. KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. This is Your Talk Radio. Good morning, everybody. This is Linda Bott, and I am with Cameron Middleton. Thank you for joining me this morning, Cameron. I'm getting a full education because you are on the Planning Commission. You were talking about before it took our break. So those of you who are maybe en route in your car and tuning in, we're talking about Tuesday night at City Council. The rezoning of the garden tract was approved.
Well, let's be clear. So it's not a rezoning of the garden tract per se. But
okay.
It's an extension of the downtown plan.
Okay.
Towards the garden tract. So really, when you are in downtown and you head east, eventually you get into the garden tract area, right? Whether you're going down South Street, whether you're going down Placer, you're going down in a roundabout way, going down Butte Street, you then end up in the garden tract area. And what, you know, as we mentioned, we were talking about before, the downtown specific plan has a boundary. Right, there's an actual boundary of what is in this downtown plan.
Provisions, specific plans, provisions in the downtown core.
Yeah, and the downtown core is an interior portion of that plan. So there's actually multiple parts of downtown. It's segmented out a bit.
Okay.
But really, it's the one of the primary discussions that was brought up. We're seeing so many things happen downtown. And you can put a specific plan together, but if nobody builds or nobody does anything to go into the plan calls for, it doesn't necessarily do a whole lot of good. So just because something's in a plan, doesn't necessarily mean it's going to happen.
So my question then would be like, okay, so you've had a plan. You said there's been a plan for 20 years.
Yeah. So
okay, so maybe it's stagnant, and all of a sudden you've got people, hey, if you help the rezone a little bit, we're going to be able to make this thing move forward.
And the downtown plan has been updated multiple times.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, when it was first being done, I was in college. And actually, my first city planning class I took at Cal, I did my big term paper on the downtown specific plan that was being adopted. And then over the years, it gets modified. So the Planning Commission goes in and says, okay, yeah, we've got to revise this a little. This part didn't work over here. This is working great over there. Let's see what else we need to do. Changes occur. We need to therefore adopt some of these changes. So one of the things that gets changed is the boundary. Where is downtown? And primarily there have been, and you ask a local, you ask 50 locals, you're probably going to get 50 different answers as to what exactly is downtown. There's stuff we can all agree on along the fringes of downtown. There's a little debate. And the boundary has changed multiple times over the last 20 plus years.
Well, where can one go, being that you are on the Planning Commission, where can one go maybe today? Is there something that's updated now for a person to see the visual at the current date of the downtown lines of the, is it called Downtown Core or down, is there like a number for it?
It's the Downtown Specific Plan.
Okay.
And so, yes, the new, since this was just approved.
Yes.
Literally Tuesday night.
Yes, yes.
And it being Friday morning.
Yes.
I know they haven't gotten the new.
Okay.
Full color maps, all the changes online yet. But if the best way to do it, and I use this all the time, I encourage people to go to it, is the City of Reading meeting portal. And you go to the meeting portal, you can look up all of the city council agendas and the staff packets. You can also look at all the planning commission agendas and staff packets. And if you look at the one from Tuesday night, go to that City of Reading staff packet. I think it's only like 1,100 pages. But I want to say it's in the 800s or 900s. It's way down towards the bottom. If you go through, they have the new map in that packet.
Okay, so it would be Tuesday, the staff packets portal.
Yeah.
The, no, you go to the portal and then out, see the
City of Reading portal.
Okay.
And then go in and see it. And that's got the newest map that has now been implemented.
Okay, this is really important because power is knowledge. And rather than think, they're moving in the middle of the night. Okay, you know what? You can go to city council meetings, but here it is right there. It's accessible.
It is accessible.
To you.
A little tough to find, but it is accessible. And in short order, it will be more available online to be able to properly see those maps.
All right.
And basically what's happened, that most of the changes in the boundary have, over the years, have been to the north and to the east. Right? So you go to the north part of downtown, right? So right upstairs, say on Riverside, there's the little Airbnb or the little B&B up there, the Bridge House, by D.H. Scott up in that area. There's been questions, okay, up that part of the north, is that downtown? Is Hinkle's downtown? Yeah, I would say probably is. Wiener Schnitzel, yeah. You really get into the neighborhoods over there past Carlene's.
Yes.
Restaurant up in there. Is that still downtown? Yeah, it gets a little tight. Trinity Street up in that area. So there have been, it's moved back and forth as to what's actually part of the specific plan, whether some of those areas have been in or out. But down on Gilbert Street, down there, down Trinity, some of those, are they in downtown or not? And that line has moved throughout these revisions.
So my question then went right into my brain was, once line is drawn as to what is downtown or not, are there different taxes?
No. Okay. Not different taxes. That is a bit different. And there is, we used to have a downtown business district that did, and it had different boundaries, where a downtown improvement district that was run by the DRBA, where they did collect an assessment from business owners to put in, and they raised at the time about $50,000-$60,000 a year and put it towards all types of downtown improvements and downtown events. That was eliminated, I want to say about 6-8 years ago, something like that. And they're talking now about creating a new one. But that would probably have even a different boundary.
Okay.
This is strictly from a city planning standpoint.
Okay.
And the biggest movement has been on the east side, right? So I remember, this has been, so some years back it really was along the alley. The eastern boundary was along the alley between Pine Street and East Street. And
right.
I literally remember having one planning commission meeting where we had a building that was on the line, but on the west side of the alley, which that means it was in the plan, that did not have a parking requirement. It was a three-story building, I think, the four-story building that was constructed, didn't have a parking requirement. And another one on the other side of the alley, on the east side that was outside, that wanted to just expand. Actually, all they wanted to do was convert a lower floor, a basement, from storage to office. And it was denied because they didn't meet the parking requirement. Well, on the other side of the alley, there was no parking requirement. So that line was shifted, and it shifted up to it was down past East Street, east of East Street for a while. Then it was up to it went all the way to, and then it was brought back to Pine. So you've had it move back and forth multiple times, and the last one was in 2018, and they actually brought it inward. They brought it the line closer into downtown. So staff came to us a few months ago and said, what we want to do is we want to expand the downtown specific plan way to the east, way down. We want to get down to Continental Street. So for those thinking of Continental, that's down where it starts up by where Eureka Way dead ends at the cemetery gates down there right. At the Reading Cemetery.
Yeah, there used to be a printing. I don't know if there's
Reading printing still yes, down there. It was yes. down there yesterday. Great people.
By the way, it's a beautiful cemetery.
It is. Absolutely. I suggest you go down there and take a look sometime. Historic, neat old cemetery.
Right.
And that Continental comes all the way down, and staff said, listen, we've got, you know, downtown types of improvements. We've got commercial types of entities down there, the big one being Shasta Community Health. So you go down Placer, you're coming past, you're going east on Placer, you go down past the, what is it now, Columbia Bank and B of A, and drop down the hill.
Right.
And there is Shasta Community Health on the
right.
Right,
right.
They've purchased some other stuff. That's Continental. And that's really kind of the gateway into the garden tract.
Right.
And so the staff said, we want to be down. We want to extend that line to include both sides of Continental Street. And then they also wanted to include Butte Street. So Butte's where the Thai restaurant is
right.
down there.
Right,
Comsco,
right. Wait.
There's a dance studio.
And Terramac.
Yes.
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 Yes. And that's right. Backs up to the freeway.
Backs up to the freeway.
Right.
And that little stretch goes all the way down past Sequoia Street. There's that big empty lot.
Yes.
With the big tree on it.
And you go onto 44.
You go down to yes. Park Marina and onto 44.
Right.
The only other, the other main primary specific plan in town is the Reading Riverfront specific plan.
Right.
Which encompasses the Civic, Rodeo Grounds, Turtle Bay, and then Park Marina. Going all the way down to, I think, the Cypress Street Bridge.
Right.
So large, that's another specific plan. And the city thought, hey, let's connect the two.
Meaning, let's connect Park Marina plan and downtown Reading plan, or which
yes.
two?
Yes, those two.
Okay.
So take downtown and the Reading Riverfront specific plan, and let's actually just, and it kind of looked a little gerrymandered. And you had this little outstripped, so they brought it down, want to bring it down to Continental, and then include Butte Street all the way basically to the ramp.
We got to take a break. Oh,
I
my gosh.
We would.
I'm just so into, like, I just went right over. Okay. So this portion of the show is brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield and Repair. Jeff can fix your chips or your cracks. And that's the truth. We've used them. It's a veteran-owned business. He does the work himself. Take your stuff in there, folks, and it's going to be hot when it gets hot, and you got the air conditioning on, your cracks or your chips will grow. So get it done now, and you can find him on 273 as Crackmaster Windshield and Repair. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall winter of 2021 and 22. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already we are experiencing record high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, our customers are warm friends. We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high price winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and I am your host every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 with Battlefield Expressions. Battlefield Expressions is where we talk about veterans' issues, advocacy for our community, and those in our community who help support our veterans. Once again, join me every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, Battlefield Expressions on KCNR 96.5 and 1460 AM.
Are you new to crypto? It can leave you feeling unsure of what to do. Help is available. From getting started to securing your cryptos, you don't need to go it alone. Bitcoin 530 will take you by the hand to help you move forward with your crypto journey. Schedule a free consultation with Bitcoin 530 at bitcoin530.io or give them a call at 530-324-5175. That's bitcoin530.io.
The Sikh Cultural Education Center and SCAR, in partnership with Shasta Lake Chiropractic in the city of Shasta Lake, are having a free COVID-19 vaccination clinic Friday, February 18th from 1:30 p.m. until 6:30 p.m. at Shasta Lake Chiropractic at 4221 Shasta Dam Boulevard. All COVID-19 vaccines, including Pfizer, Moderna, and Johnson & Johnson, will be available, including boosters. No appointment needed. California's indoor mask requirement is ending this month for those who've been vaccinated, and all Shasta County residents ages 5 and up are now eligible to receive the vaccine. Kids 5 to 11 and youths 12 to 17 must be accompanied by parents or guardians for consent. Come in and get vaccinated at this free clinic in the city of Shasta Lake and enjoy free food while organizers hand out gift cards to vaccine recipients. Multilingual translators will also be available at this free clinic at Shasta Lake Chiropractic at 4221 Shasta Dam Boulevard, Friday, February 18th from 1:30 p.m. until 6:30 p.m.
Now is a great time to prepare for this year's upcoming wildfire season. Reading Electric Utility and City of Reading staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our facilities and to the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home, clear debris from your roof and gutters, and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity of power lines, call 530-224-4356. We all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
We're having a good time here this morning. If you haven't noticed, this is Linda Bott along with Cameron Middleton. Well, 8 o'clock House of Royalty is here, but Cameron came in this morning, and I think it's so very interesting. But first, let's talk about the weather. And, Jared, you said it's National
Drink Wine Day.
Oh, my goodness. Drink Wine
That's
Day.
That's why my wife took the day off.
I had a girlfriend come over last night, and we ended up going outside. I got a couple throws. And that's when I saw we watched the moon, and it was absolutely exquisite to see that moon come up. Now, listen, this is a PSA. The wine will flow for the 17th annual Palo Cedro Park celebration of North State wine tasting with awards-winning North State wines and food pairing, distillery pouring, fine hors d'oeuvres, desserts, and spirits poured by Denny Bar. Ooh, Denny Bar Distillery. We have received, we've been the recipients of some Denny Bar stuff. Live music by Pat Carchin off the charts. This is going to be happening at the Reading Senior Center on March 12th. Tickets can be purchased online at the celebration of NorthStateWine.com or Palo Cedro Feed. Don't you love it? Yeah, I just love that. That's what I love about Reading. Buy your wine, food, with Palo Cedro Feed. We go there. That's where we get some of our stuff with the horse. Becoming sunny today with a high of 74, mostly clear of with up 43 tonight. And, of course, the weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated, senior and veteran discounts. Now, Cameron Middleton from House of Realty is on the planning committee. Is it called the Reading? What is it called?
City Planning Commission. Reading
City?
Planning Commission.
Okay. And you have been talking about on Tuesday a new zone that has been approved.
Yes.
Zoning that has been approved or merging of two.
It really they wanted to try and connect two specific plans. But what really occurred was they wanted to extend the boundary and down to Continental, past Continental, and then all the way down Butte Street, past Aramark, all the way to Park Marina, basically to abut the building that's right across the Shell station right there at, what is it? It's Turtle Bay Drive that goes across the freeway. The overpass right, right there on 44 and Park Marina. And primarily, and that does some things. When you move the specific plan area boundary down into that area, now buildings can be taller. They don't have to be set back as far, and they also have a reduced parking requirement. And there are some good reasons to bring that downtown specific plan down into that area, but there are also impacts that had to be considered to the neighborhood. Because now really you have homes around the, in the garden tract that are now going to abut the downtown specific plan, and they didn't used to do that before. And so those neighbors had legitimate concerns about downtown basically coming down the hill right at them. And it was an interesting meeting. I think we talked about it before. We actually had four planning commissioners recuse, which is bizarre. It's never happened in anybody's memory. And we only have seven of us on the commission. So that means that one had to come back, fully disclose all of their holdings, everything else. So there are only four of us that voted on this.
That maybe if you own property or you're part of...
You own a business. Downtown.
A business downtown, then, and you're on the planning commission, you have to recuse yourself.
Yeah, even the city council meeting Tuesday night, Mayor Reznor and, or no, pardon me, she's past mayor, Kristen Trader's now the mayor, but Aaron Reznor and Michael DeQuisto both had to recuse from that discussion because they own property downtown.
Okay.
So they couldn't even vote on it. But anyway, we got the four of us and went through this, and there were really two major things. The first one was the changing of this boundary. And, you know, I can understand bringing it down to Continental. But we had to put an overlay. We had to basically say anything this close to the houses can't, you can go in the downtown plan, other than the core, but the rest of the plan, you can go up to 75 feet tall. Can't do that in other places in town. So by the specific plan lets you go up to 75 feet. And that's too tall. If you've got a single family residence, you don't want a 75 foot building going up right behind you. And that's a legitimate concern. So we actually reduced the height there. Anything along the portion that abuts the neighborhood couldn't go any higher than 35 feet. The other one was taking it down Butte Street. And I struggled with that myself. I said, I understand that those buildings, especially the ones on the north side of Butte Street where the Thai restaurant is, and there's the dance studio right there, they back up to the freeway.
And that doesn't, that to me, it's not like they have a view.
No, they don't have a view. And the trouble with those buildings there is the setback. If they were to be torn down and you had to start over, legally was a general office district, which is the wrong zoning for that block. If you do that, they have to go several feet back from the sidewalk before they can start building, and they back up to a freeway. They wouldn't have enough room. So it made sense to extend it a little ways, but my correction and what we did on the commission was say, listen, this shouldn't go any further past Sequoia Street, which is where Aramark is. They had it going even further over, and we said, no, listen, there's no way you can convince anybody here that's been in town for any length of time that portion right there at Aramark and past it, that empty property and everything over there, that's part of downtown. It isn't. I mean, it was too far of a stretch. And the commission, we went back and forth on it, and we finally compromised, and said, all right, we're going to cut it off at Sequoia Street. The other provision in it was they wanted to take most of the things that required planning commission approval, which means a public hearing, and take it to where just the director of development services at City Hall could do it themselves. And so that's why we said, hey, listen, we need to still include the public in any discussion regarding some of these uses downtown. And so we made those revisions at the planning commission. And then they were adopted by the city council, And we said, listen, if something happens and any major use is proposed within the downtown specific plan in these areas, it's got to come to a public hearing. The neighborhood has to be able, and the public in general, have to be able to come in and talk about this, especially parking, traffic, and these are real considerations. With the new activity downtown, the big issue, the big question, and I get it from the Garden Track neighbors, is traffic. South Street, Placer Street in particular, South Street, you get some people going really, really fast down there.
Yes.
So you really
and
need...
And that's a thoroughfare because we come down south, particularly, we come down south to go to get to Athens, and then, yes. You know, because I've got little, you know, the Cypress Square Barbershop, hello,
yep.
You know, brought to you by, you know, Carl's favorite place and Band's Last Stronghold, down off of Athens, and then that takes you back into the Cypress. So this is, you go through that neighborhood.
Yeah.
It is a thoroughfare.
It's only a few places you can cross the canal.
There we go.
So to get from downtown to anything over in the Park Marina area, we've got the ACID canal, and you can do it down. You can cross it. We can cross it on South Street. You can do it down on Butte and on Locust.
We've gone over time for our news, right?
All right.
It's just the way we roll, don't we, Cameron? All right, we'll be right back. Hey, 8 o'clock hour, Cameron Middleton's with me, too. And we'll take your calls. If you've got something about the Planning Commission, you heard something this morning with questions, we'll be right back for 8 o'clock hour here on KCNR, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio.
KCNR, Shasta, Reading.
Output. That has Washington concerned as gasoline prices rise at the pump and tensions over Ukraine fuel market uncertainty. The Biden administration dispatched two officials to Saudi Arabia this week to talk about a range of issues, chief among them the ongoing war in Yemen and global energy supplies. Higher prices at the pump pose a threat to Democrats in upcoming elections.
As correspondent Jeremy House, California, adopting the nation's first endemic COVID policy.
Governor Gavin Newsom made the announcement Thursday.
We now move into a new phase of addressing the challenges and realities of this disease.
At endemic stage, a virus is still in the community but becomes manageable as immunity builds.
Correspondent Mike Rossia. Police in Ottawa have started arresting Freedom Convoy truckers, including organizers of the protest that has paralyzed the Canadian capital for several weeks. Wall Street, the Dow down 104 points, the NASDAQ off 127. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter 3388 at checkout. That's harrys.com, code 3388. Enjoy.
Millions of Britons being advised to cancel their travel plans and hunker down indoors.
The UK's weather forecasting service says Storm Eunice is likely to cause significant disruption and dangerous conditions with gusts that may exceed 90 miles per hour and fears of flying debris. The Met Office has issued red warnings that indicates a danger to life for parts of both southwest England and southeast England, including London, while the Environment Agency has issued 10 severe flood warnings, another indicator of life-threatening weather conditions. London Mayor Sadiq Khan wants Londoners to stay at home, not to take risks, and avoid travelling unless absolutely essential. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
A court in India has sentenced 38 people to death for a series of bomb blasts in 2008, left more than 50 people dead, 200 wounded. News and analysis at townhall.com. Virginia's new Republican governor hits a wall of opposition in the Commonwealth's Democrat-controlled Senate.
The chamber has voted down close to 20 of the Republicans' priority bills on education reform, tax cuts, and labor law. But the newly inaugurated governor maintains an optimistic view of what's possible before the legislature finishes its work. In an interview this week with the Associated Press, he emphasized that since his priorities cleared the GOP-controlled House by a legislative midpoint deadline, there's still time to find compromise with the Senate. He says he sees a ton of momentum across his agenda. Keith Peters reporting.
Kim Potter, the former suburban Minneapolis police officer who said that she had confused her handgun for her taser when she killed 20-year-old Dante Wright, is being sentenced today for her manslaughter conviction. Hearing now underway in the courtroom of the victim impact statements being delivered. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
And good morning and welcome to our Friday edition of Free Fire Radio. Carl is definitely on assignment. He's somewhere on the East Coast or somewhere over there out of the Chicago area. And so we're wishing him safe travels. And he's doing a little bit of business with his Northern California firearms folks. Welcome to the show this morning. This is Linda Bott. I'm here with Cameron Middleton from House of Realty. We've been having a great discussion regarding the Tuesday night City Council and the Planning Commission and some zoning areas that have changed. It's been I've been enthralled. I hope you have been too. But with right now, we're going to take a minute. We're going to speak with Susan Eastman with Stifel Investments. She is the first vice president of investments. Good morning, Susan, and what's happening in the market?
Good morning, Linda, and good morning, Cameron, and everyone. Major averages are in the red as investors keep a close eye on Russia-Ukraine tensions. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 147 points at 34,157. The S&P 500 is down 26 points at 4,353, and the Nasdaq Composite is losing 118 points at 13,597. Active stocks this morning, Viacom, now called Paramount Global, down $1.08, trading at $28.27. Pioneer Technologies off $1.14, trading at $10.65. And good old Ford up 76 cents, trading at $18.30. Stocks of local interest, Best Buy down 68 cents at $97.95. Costco up 40 cents, trading at $5.15.41. Columbia Banking up a dime at $36.07. In the bond department, the 10-year treasury note is priced to yield 1.944%. And over to commodities, gold is down $9 an ounce at $1,892. Silver up a dime at $23.94 per ounce. And crude oil is priced at $91 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman, First Vice President Investments, Stifel, Nicholas & Company, member SIPC and NYSE for KCNR.
Thank you so much, Susan. And if you're looking for a special investment, to somebody who can really take, help you with your retirement plan, help you figure out, you know, what you need to do, and maybe you're upset with what's been going on in the market, you need to be with somebody where you're in safe hands. Susan Eastman is a fantastic person. We've known her for years. And I mean, just a respectable person as well. You can give her a call at 244-7199, or you can get a hold of her at Eastman S at Stifel. That's STIFEL.com. I know she's super busy with the market. We're hearing about it all the time. We're in a volatile kind of another weird, up and down. So, hang in there and get with somebody that you really trust and respect. Okay, back to Cameron Middleton. We were talking about the Planning Commission. We had to take a break for the 8 o'clock hour to get back here. We were talking about the zoning and the rezoning of the Park Marina, how that's affecting some of the people and the neighbors down on the garden track.
Yes, or with the downtown area. Yeah. And so by bringing that in, I think with those neighbors, they have a legitimate concern. Specifically with regards to traffic. And so the city is now looking at and exploring different what we call traffic calming measures. So there's a lot of things that you can do to a street to slow the traffic down without necessarily even changing the speed limit. I think the speed limit on South Street is pretty low. It might even be 25. I don't think it's any higher than 30 or 35. And regardless, you've got people that will fly down there. They use it as a racetrack. So they're looking at different things that can be done. A lot of times you can, you know, bring at certain spots, bring the sidewalks in closer into the street. That alone will slow traffic down, believe it or not. So there's a number of different options that they're looking at to try and slow that traffic down. I think most of the area that was added into the downtown specific plan, isn't going to see any change. There's already existing buildings and structures there that probably aren't going to be going anywhere for any length of time. There's not a lot of vacant land that was in the newly added in area. So I don't think we're really going to see that much impact from the rezone. But it is something where I at least wanted to make sure that if somebody brought up a project within the new zone, that the public got to weigh in on it. And that was really the primary factor. And the city council agreed. They did go forward with it and say, yeah, okay, we'll go ahead and take these revisions, put them in and implemented them. But it's something we all want to be aware of. I think a lot of times we don't realize some of these things that occur at City Hall, how they directly can impact our lives. And zoning and this type of thing is a big one. You know, from a real estate perspective as well, I think it's very important, and this gets lost all the time. If you're going to be buying a house or you are, you know, looking at a piece of commercial property or anything else, you're going to be buying something, but especially a home, pull a zoning map before you buy it, before you close. When you're in your inspection period, your contingency period, and whether you're in escrow or you're looking to buy it, you can go on the City of Reading's website. Shasta County has the same thing website. It's called the GIS, Geographic Information Systems. And they have interactive maps of the city, the county. Shasta Lake has one. I don't know if Anderson has theirs up and running yet. I think they may have just gotten it up. But go on the computer, look at these maps, and you can type in City of Reading Interactive Map. It'll pop right up. You can zoom in and out all throughout the city. It will show you all the zoning down to the parcel for every parcel in town. It will show you where all the water mains are. It shows you where all the sewer lines are. It shows you where the police beats are, all the schools, the school districts, all of that information. But look up the zoning. I've always felt as a planning commissioner that, hey, if you buy a house and go, gosh, well, I got a great deal on this house, I'm not really sure why, and then find out it's next door to an industrially zoned piece of ground, and somebody comes in and says, hey, we're now going to build on this, something industrial, and you go, well, wait a minute, you can't do that. Well, that's why that is zoned industrial. The whole idea is that you can get an idea in advance of what might go somewhere nearby you. That's a big part of why zoning is there. It's the old airport concept, right? You've got an airport. People move in next to the airport, and then within a few years, they go, gosh, the airport noise is killing me. It's too much. You need to move the airport, get rid of the airport.
Right.
Well, when the airport's been there that much longer, it's really hard as a planning commissioner for me to say, yeah, let's get rid of the airport. Or let's not allow this project on ground it's zoned for, because you moved in after the fact on area next to ground that was zoned for this. I think on the flip side of that coin, when you change zoning, you know, you've got somebody that's got residential and they live next to open space, and then all of a sudden the open space zoning, you change it to industrial on them. They go, hey, whoa, wait a minute. When I bought this place 30 years ago or even 2 years ago, I was told nothing was ever going to be built here. This is not, you zoned this way. Now you're changing it to industrial. Yeah, they've got a legitimate gripe.
Right.
So, but it's important to check it out and to look at this. I've seen it happen too many times where people, subdivisions have been built in, say, the last 10 years. People move in, and then the area across the street has been zoned shopping center for 30 years. And then they don't understand when somebody wants to put a shopping center in. It's really important to look at. It's very, very easy to do. But in a case like this with the Garden Tract folks, I understand where they're coming from saying, hey, we need to look at this. You're now saying that more intent, you're rezoning it so that more intense, more dense uses can occur closer to our neighborhood than they could before.
I'm wondering why, where two things come to mind. Magnolia. I think it's Magnolia Street. They have a roundabout. Is that Magnolia in that area over there between, Eureka and Placer? One of those streets in that area has a roundabout.
Yes, there's a couple of them. They go along Shasta and Orange. And those, they're actually okay. Traffic circles. Roundabouts are bigger. Traffic circles
okay.
are smaller.
Okay, traffic circles. All right. On that note, let's take a break because I do want to talk to you about more of the zoning in the downtown. And of course, Cameron wears a couple hats. He's on the Planning Commission and he's also have raised in five generations with House of Realty. And this is their hour, but we're covering it all. So we'll be right back after these messages here on KCNR.
World right from home with Turtle Bay TV.
Daintree is a jungle carpet python.
Featuring free educational and distance learning content for a virtual experience the whole family will enjoy.
Welcome to the vault.
Start streaming now at turtlebay.org.
Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage is now open at their new location at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson, featuring new and existing vendors. Their grand opening is Saturday, February 26th from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. with free drawings throughout the day. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage, now open at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson. Don't miss their grand opening, February 26th from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. in the Shasta Gateway Center.
Hi, this is Nigel.
And James.
How are you doing, James?
I'm good.
Hey, you want to tell everybody who's going to be our guest on the next show?
We are going to have Donna Jamian and Matthew Giles, and we are going to be talking about the new technology sweeping the world, 3D printing for homes.
Homes. Yep. Here in Redding, too.
Yes, first in California, right here in Redding.
I can't wait. So listen to the show Wednesday evening, 6 to 7. Nigel and James.
All right.
Each year, millions of older adults suffer injuries from a fall. One out of five falls results in serious injuries such as broken bone, head injuries, or death. Many falls are preventable. PSA 2 Area Agency on Aging announces the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program, funded by the California Department of Aging. This no-cost program's mission is to reduce the number of debilitating falls suffered at home by older adults and persons with disabilities. If you are 60 and older, or persons with disabilities of any age that meet the income criteria, and are at risk of falling or being institutionalized, this program may be able to help. The Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program was established for the purpose of reducing the number of debilitating falls suffered by older adults and persons with disabilities, thus enabling older adults and persons with disabilities to live independently and safely in their home environment for as long as possible. Contact PSA 2 Area Agency on Aging at 842-1687. That's 842-1687 to find out how this no-cost program may help.
There's more to explore with a Turtle Bay membership. Get unlimited access to world-class exhibits, exciting animal shows, towering playgrounds, and beyond. Family memberships are only $90 a year. That's less than $8 a month for a whole year of fun. Join today at turtlebay.org.
Pro Rehab Physical Therapy and Sports Performance is now open at 3673 Eureka Way. Physical therapists Kevin Elo and Rachel Lang have a combined 29 years of experience in helping those who've suffered orthopedic injuries, strains, and sprains. Kevin has worked with the USA Gymnastics team, NFL Combine, and professional BMX riders. He's also helped members of Cirque du Soleil get back into action. Rachel works closely with seniors and is also a group fitness instructor and adept at returning people to an active lifestyle. Both Kevin and Rachel at Pro Rehab Physical Therapy and Sports Performance are accepting new clients. Give them a call today, 530-533-5030. If you are in need of physical therapy, talk to the experts at Pro Rehab Physical Therapy and Sports Performance at 3673 Eureka Way. Call 530-533-5030. That's 530-533-5030 today. Who remembers the Pointer Sisters? Yes. Oh, my God.
Barely, but yes.
Total sensation, you know. I mean, they just kind of came in and rocked the world. And, yeah, back in my old days when I had a nightclub act, this was my opening song.
Was it?
Yeah.
Was it? Oh, that's cool.
I did that in Hong Kong. Yeah, and other various world places that were exciting. People could relate. That's a good song. It's still a great song, you know. So happy to have you here with us this morning on Friday morning. This is Linda Bott. Carl is on a special assignment. I'm sure you'll hear all about it next week. We have had the most interesting conversation this morning with Cameron Middleton, who is on the Planning Commission, talking about, and also with House of Realty. This all coincides, and I figure if you're going to be fifth generation of doing real estate in the Reading area, and we see what's happening, rezoning is happening, mixed-use buildings going up in the downtown Reading area, expansion, bike lanes, moving towards what's happening with the downtown redevelopment, the riverfront property, Park Marina area. We, in the next 10 years, are going to see some major reconstruction of how Reading looks. And some of those rezoning are going to affect some residents, just like Costco is going in and residents that live in that area have felt an upheaval and haven't even begun to feel it yet, but are going to feel an upheaval, worried about the traffic, worried about, you know, all the things. And so Cameron's here talking this morning about we were talking about traffic, the difference between a roundabout and a...
Traffic circle.
Traffic circle. I learned something here today because I always thought, you know, I think about the roundabouts in Italy. You just kind of, can I slide in? I don't even want to look. Have you ever driven in the roundabouts in Italy?
No, I've seen the ones in Europe. I have not driven in them. There's one, well, the one around in Paris, right around the Arc de Triomphe there, is a famous one. And you get some of those that are literally five, six, seven lanes wide. You get in the middle on the inside. You're stuck. You're not getting out anytime
soon. It's bumper car. I mean, you can't have a nice car. And you know, I'm just talking, I did that in the 80s. Maybe it was the early 90s in Italy, and there are no lanes. I mean, there are no lanes. Yeah. It's a circle of cement, and you take your, you know, it's all leading into one place, you know, when you think about that. So you've got like 10 avenues coming in, and if you are driving your car and you get in that, it's almost like being caught in a wave. So you better have your legs underneath you and your wits about you, because it is really about darting in and out.
Yeah, you have to be, it's heads up driving. I mean, you mentioned Hong Kong earlier, you know, I mean, I remember in China. I don't know that I've been more scared in an automobile than in China. Chile was pretty close, Santiago, Chile, but China was really heads up. I mean, there were so many times I thought we were getting hit. And everybody just gets in nice and snuggle in close with their cars. And, and there really aren't, like, rules of the road.
No.
Right of way is a very American concept.
Yes.
It is not a concept a lot of these other places. And they're putting more of these in. I mean, traffic circles and roundabouts are going to be, we're going to be seeing more of them. And
I don't mind them, really. And I think about, again, when I live down, well, not really, I can't call it downtown, but I call it downtown because we're close to the jail. So, you know, I mean, we're in that old
section. You're on the edge,
But I would say we have a downtown view. We see the Cascade.
Yeah.
So we're kind of in one of those older areas. And so when I'm over at Ace Hardware, or if I'm coming off of Eureka and I decide to take a side street, I'm taking one of those streets where I can do a get on a and a
right.
Sir, what are they called again?
Traffic circles.
In a traffic circle.
Traffic circles are the smaller ones. The roundabouts are the larger ones.
Is it a roundabout when you in Anderson and you're going over towards Shasta Gas Propane? Is that considered a roundabout?
Yeah, I would probably call it a traffic circle. Okay. The thing with that one is it's multi-lane.
Yeah.
And it's the multi-lane ones that start to get a little trickier. The ones for South Fontview and Bocelli is a two-lane roundabout. The other one I think that will be interesting to watch when it happens is the one at Victor, Rancho, and Churn Creek, where Victor drops down after you come past Enterprise Park there and drop down. And Rancho tees into Churn Creek about, I don't know, 50 feet from each other.
Right.
It's a very goofy setup. An area that is right on the boundary between the city and the county. In fact, the city limits are right there at that intersection. And there are pros and cons to them. I think there are times they're more appropriate, times that there aren't. We discussed a little bit during the break. The big issue you can have with roundabouts is if you have two roundabouts with a street connecting them. But there's another street that tees into that area and bisects it in the middle. That, in between those two roundabouts. Roundabouts are designed to keep traffic constantly flowing. Rather than stoplights, stop signs, which make traffic come to a halt and then start again. Which creates gaps in the traffic. And that can, again, keeping traffic flowing should be the concept, and it is the concept. The problem is if you're trying to enter into that street from the side in between them, you need some breaks in the traffic to be able to make a left or right hand turn. And if you don't have gaps in the traffic, you can't get onto the street. So there are pros and cons depending upon design, where you have them and how you do them. And I think, you know, from a planning standpoint, there's a real shift in California in terms of how we view traffic, how the state government, let's put it better, how the state government, Caltrans, how they view traffic. We used to have something called level of service. Level of service had to do with congestion, traffic congestion. And A was good. That means you didn't have any traffic congestion. You weren't being slowed down or coming to a stop or anything else. That was good, nice, free-flowing traffic. That's an A. You get lower down the scale, B, C, D, that means you had a very congested traffic area.
Okay.
So Hilltop and Cypress was terrible. That's an F.
Yeah.
There's not much you can do about that area again, ever.
Why?
The boundaries of the properties, the freeway, everything else. You literally, in order to do it, you have to take out, three gas stations?
Yeah.
To move
it,
you have to start ramps, everything else. It's very, very...
Put the freeway on ramp right there under... That's where the cluster happens. When you're coming off of Bocelli and you want to turn to go to get on the freeway,
yes.
And you're right it's a little... we've lived in big cities, so it's not... But for Reading... that is a place where there's a lots of congestion.
Busiest intersection north of Sacramento. In California, north of Sacramento is Cypress and Hilltop.
Really?
And so...
Now, how do you know that?
I'm on the planning commission.
Okay. Well, that's what I'm saying. So there must have been you must have read or been, pervy, or wait,
yeah.
Pervy.
Friday and wine drinking day. You don't have mimosas.
Oh, my God, privy. Sorry. Let's just move those little vowels and consonants. Privy to that information. Would that be online, too, as well?
I'm not sure about that part. But, I mean, you can always look
Cameron.
At all these traffic studies.
Oh, my God.
You know, you can always go, and I read the traffic studies. That's
you do?
Yeah, absolutely. As part of the environmental analysis for all these, we read all the traffic studies. Actually, it's really interesting to go look at.
I bet you it is, because that's another takeaway for me today, that's the busiest intersection this side of Sacramento.
Yeah, it's huge. And so that's how we used to judge traffic. It's how I think we still should judge traffic. Unfortunately, now Sacramento is going to a different metric. and that is miles traveled, which are two different things. So with miles traveled, they want to look at, and it all has to do with greenhouse gas emissions. So how many people are traveling how many miles over a certain stretch of time? And that's how they're looking at it. And it totally changes how you evaluate transportation planning. And so they're not always trying to get rid of congestion anymore. They just want people to drive less miles. That's it.
And that's this whole downtown
multimodal transportation is what they call it.
Oh.
They want people to ride their bike or to walk.
There we go. And that's where this whole development of downtown is heading. Multipurpose.
Yes.
Living, working. We'll be right back. We do have to take a break. We are going to do a shout out to Mike Huber from Estate Granite. Let's just say you don't want to buy a piece of real estate, or you want to improve your real estate and your home by kitchen, bathroom, stone, entryway, anything that's creative. Give Mike a call. He's done work for us. Again, he's somebody who's been with veteran-owned business. He's trustworthy, and he's wonderful. So that's Cornerstone. That's Estate Granite with Mike Huber. We'll be right back.
When it comes to best breakfast, you know Black Bear Diner is the place to be. But have you considered feeding your dinner bear there? Nothing says comfort like slow-cooked pot roast, house-made meatloaf, or a tender, breaded chicken fried steak. These dinners will take you back to the best home cooking comfort you know. Serve daily at Black Bear Diner at 2605 Hilltop Drive.
Black Bear Diner.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wing Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of the Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
Shasta County, are you ready for something real special? Mary's Pizza Shack has some changes. We're now Charlie's Tap House, and the Tap House rule number one is come in for the homemade pizzas, pastas, and other house-made specialties, and stay for the beer wall.
Mary's Pizza Shack is now Charlie's Tap House, pizza, pasta, grill. Same family owners and same homemade recipes. Plus, a few more you'll want to try for yourself. Friday nights, try our special hand-cut prime rib for just $28 with all the fixings. And all week, you can enjoy surf and turf or salmon and polenta.
Don't miss Shasta County's premier tap beer wall with your favorite beers on demand that you can order by the ounce. Try our new house beer collaboration with Woody's Brewing flippin' hazy. Your taste buds will thank you. And when you sign up for our Tap House Rewards program, you'll automatically get $5 off towards your next order. Remember, our vibe is casual. The atmosphere is social.
Order online at charlews.com. That's charlews.com.
Burke's Construction Management is a local Reading business that specializes in construction management. BCM is a North State leader in project management, pre-construction design, and all facets of construction. They always have a 25% discount for our veterans and first responders, and during these difficult times, they would like to extend a helping hand to the community by offering all fire victims a 25% discount also for the remainder of the year. Burke's Construction Management can be reached at 530-338-2020. That's 530-338-2010. Burt's Construction Management.
And welcome to our Friday show here on KCNR 96.5 FM. Jared's been keeping us on time because Cameron Middleton and I can just, I just feel like I'm on a big old coffee talk roll with you.
Good coffee.
And yeah, and we're talking about, the Planning Commission, we're talking about rezoning of downtown, and we got somebody in the chat pack named Philip, and by the way, this is Linda Bott, and we are here until, gosh, we got about another 30 minutes here almost, or like, not quite. Philip from the chat room asked you who they were when we were talking about when they, were we talking about traffic?
Yeah, I think the roads and traffic. And so to answer that question, generally speaking, I'm referring to the city of Reading and their public works, streets and traffic department, and along with planning. The other is, where a lot of this policy comes from is Sacramento. I hate to say it, but it's okay. The state legislature, California Department of Transportation, and others that are implementing new rules, new laws, new guidelines that cities, counties, other municipalities have to follow in order to be able to get, you know, their share of state and federal funding, which is where a lot of it comes for streets and roads.
All right, there you go. So 605-4567, if you have a question, let's go to the phones. Nick, do you have a question for Cameron?
I do have a question. Good morning, Cameron and Linda.
Good morning, Nick.
Hey, listen, I live down here off of Bocelli Lane, and Dignity Health Campus that is going in, when it's completed, it is going to add to the traffic load on Henderson and Wilshire Drive. And people heading south, they'll avoid 3 stoplights by going on these residential streets with a 25-mile-an-hour limit. It's already too fast, and I feel like Dignity Health would be happy to put in some traffic calming tables as a goodwill gesture, and I'm wondering how I could go about getting that done. I was hoping maybe Cameron could hold my hand and give me some advice.
Yeah, Nick, that's a very good point, and you're right. When that goes in, there will be people that will be able to come down there from, what, Parkview and Henderson?
Yes.
And right at that spot, so for the listeners, that's just the southern end and behind the old Rayleigh Shopping Center, the Cobblestone Shopping Center down there. And yeah, I could see that. They would head down, go down by your house. You could hit, I don't want to give everybody the directions, but yeah, see them head to Wilshire and then head back up to Bocelli. There are some provisions on some of these traffic calming measures. I think Public Works would be the one to talk to on this, specifically streets and traffic divisions. They, if you can do, I'm not thinking of the new term for them, the speed bumps, the larger ones.
Traffic tables.
Traffic tables between, but usually you have to have, I think it's between 2,000 and 5,000 trips per day. In order to install one of those, there are
bulb outs. Well, you know, Cameron, I called up the engineer for the city, and he told me there isn't any requirements that they could put them anywhere they wanted to. The main thing is the cost. And 3 or 4 years ago, I approached Dignity Health, not the big ones, but some of the lower echelons that, you know, only make $150,000 a year. And they told me they thought that was a wonderful idea, that they would be happy to finance that because they were like, you know, maybe $1,000 a piece. And that's like me and you walking across Montgomery Ward's parking lot to pick up a penny.
Yes. And especially for the size and scope of that project. And things like that, that's a perfect spot, Nick. I agree. I think that through that area, especially along Henderson.
Maybe I could come in and talk to you sometime, and we could have a private chat, and you could point me in the right direction.
Let's do that.
All right, Nick,
because
thank
I think
you.
There are some – what you basically do is you make it less you disincentivize people going that way rather than the way they're supposed to go, which is Parkview to Hartnell.
Okay.
And going that direction.
Okay.
I'll give you a call, Cameron.
All right.
Let's do it,
Nick.
Absolutely.
Yeah, 605-4567 if you have any questions. I mean, Cameron, here's the thing that I'm loving what is coming out of you today, because you are fifth generation. You were basically a baby going out with your uncle and your dad. And other members of the family going out, and you know this, like, this town has been your backyard playground.
Yeah.
You can just let these streets and these areas roll off your tongue as if that's been your swing set since you were an infant.
Yeah.
And I will, share with our listeners that when I first came to Reading and I looked for real estate, Cameron, his parents just said, because I had no idea, I just kept looking, you know, where would I want to look? I didn't really have anything. I kind of really loved the west side. For me, I loved, my friends lived up in the Sunset Terrace.
Yep.
And it was, the market was super high.
It was.
It's kind of like it is now.
Very few homes on the market. We're at 390 today. Yeah.
What?
390. We're still down under 400 homes on the market on our Shasta MLS.
I was thinking it was 1,200.
Oh, that's the old number. You know, a couple of years ago, that's normally where we would be at the 1,200. But we're down to 390. And that's the way it was back then.
Yeah.
I think back then we were around 500 homes on the Shasta MLS.
And I didn't know, wanted to live out in the country. I mean, you and Cameron took me, we probably looked at 50 homes.
Yeah, quite a few. Yeah.
And the areas. And I kept coming back to this one house. And we put an offer in, and they backed out because the wife did not want to transfer. And so then my heart was broken, and oh, well, whatever. And then it came back up on the market because her husband got a transfer that she was happy with. And so, you know, it's interesting because the people two doors down from us, they we would consider seniors and kind of in a stage where people would think they're scaling down. They didn't scale down. They scaled up.
Yeah.
Because I guess they have toys. And some of these older homes just have carports.
Yes. Garages are a common, one of the primary factors for a lot of people.
Right. And so what about the real estate that's happening out in, let's say, when you're going out to Millville, and I've seen some things, you've got some properties out in there, Millville, on the way out on 299, going out that way. Is water an issue out there?
Yes. Water's absolutely an issue. And I think right now, like we talked about with zoning, a lot of times when you're looking at a particular area, you're out looking for a home, you want to start looking at some of these things, and it's much, much easier to do now than it used to be. But you want to know what water district you're in. Again, what's the zoning? Most places, if you're buying a single-family house, you're in a single-family zoning. But what's around you? What's nearby? And then think about what could go there. And are they going to then consume or ask to consume the limited water resources mm-hmm. that you have at your house? That's something that's being brought up right now out in that, kind of Bella Vista, Palisades area there to the northeast off, Boyle is a large subdivision that's being proposed. And what's that going to do within the Bella Vista Water District?
Yeah, we had a couple of people here the other day that were guests that were completely, that live in that area and said this would affect us so much. And that what they were contesting was the people who would live within this, new development would be in charge of their own waste management.
Yes. And there are times you can do that. There's a number of different ways to, when you're doing a development of that size, to address all kinds of things. whether it's what you're going to do with your garbage. Landscape maintenance is a big one nowadays. Used to have a lot of homeowners associations. Now you're seeing less homeowners associations and what are called landscape maintenance districts. So everybody within a landscape maintenance district, they then pay in a little bit of money each. They have an assessment. They pay some money, and that goes towards the maintenance of anything from parks to medians to the sidewalk planters, anything else that needs any kind of landscape maintenance. And there's a number of different ways a developer can choose to do some of these things and within some of these projects. Water, if it's big enough, can be an issue also. Same with sewage. That was the issue up there with the village there at Tierra Heights. So across Old Oregon from, or Oasis there, but yeah, it's Old Oregon Trail from Tierra Oaks, new subdivision proposed up there. It's on the city limits is Old Oregon Trail. So you have sewer over at Tierra Oaks, but you don't have it on the east, on the west side, but you don't have it on the east side of the street. So that developer he asked the city to extend the sewer. They did not. The votes weren't there. So now for a project like that, you now have to figure out your own sewage treatment system.
Mm.
The casino proposal that's been talked a lot about. If the casino were to go forward, what kind of utilities would be used and how would you do that? So if you're in the county, you can be largely off the grid. You can have septic, solar, a well, other things. You're in the city, you've got public water, public sewer, public power, some of those. So you really want to explore that. There's pros and cons of each one, but water districts are a big one, and then zoning is the other. Always look up the zoning surrounding your home prior to buying it.
All right, we're going to take a break on that. That's a big takeaway. Check out when you're moving someplace or if you're renting someplace. Hey, at the break, we were talking about somebody who had a business. They bought a business, and then somebody bought the building, and their rent tripled. And we were talking about if you're not locked into a lease agreement, I don't know. We got to find out about that. We'll be right back. KCNR, this is Lynn Bott along with Cameron Middleton.
Jolte's on a vacation far away. Turn around and talk it over. So many things that I want to say. You know I like my girls a little bit older. I just want to use your love tonight. I don't want to lose your love tonight.
Celebrate with us all month long at Wind River Resort and Casino and play our $100,000 Wild Cherry Zoo Ball Swipe to win.
Win big cash prizes over $100,000.
Plus, earn entries all month long to increase your chances to be a contestant Thursday at 7 p.m.
Cheer for the colored balls to fill the Zoom Zone
and walk away a winner.
But wait, there's more.
All contestants will have a second opportunity to win a new Wild Cherry Dodge Challenger. See WindRiver.com for official rules and find your moment with us at Wind River Resort and Casino.
With rain and snow, hail and slush, you know those intermittent winter weather conditions we have? Collisions are bound to happen. Mako Collision Repair and Auto Painting Center at 3045 Crossroads Drive has you covered. Mako offers a low-cost alternative, about 30% less than the national average, and excellent workmanship as well. Mako also works with most major insurance companies. Call 530-226-0992 today to make an appointment for a free estimate, or stop by 3045 Crossroads Drive today.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
It's never too late to start at Shasta College. Late start classes and 8-week compressed classes are still available. To learn more about upskilling or reskilling for a current job or career, information is online at shastacollege.edu or call one of our counselors to see how easy it is to get enrolled at 530-242-7650. Shasta College offers in-person, hybrid, and online class options to fit your busy life and responsibilities. Financial aid is available. More at shastacollege.edu.
Good morning and welcome back to our last segment here on this beautiful Friday. Yeah, it looks like we're going to have a great day ahead of us weather-wise, good weekend. But it looks like, according to the forecast, Monday and Tuesday, we may have a little bit of rain and it's going to get chilly at night. So bring back out the down comforter. I have Cameron Middleton with me this morning. We've been taking calls. We've been talking about rezoning. Cameron Middleton is a fifth generation of House of Realty as well as on the Planning Commission. So Tuesday we've discussed this whole morning, if you want to go back to the archives, the rezoning that was permitted on rezoning on Tuesday night from City Council. We discussed how many 300 homes in the Shasta County area?
390. That's on the Shasta MLS. I checked last week. There were 98 in the city limits of Redding.
Right.
Homes for sale.
We've been talking about traffic and that through the Planning Commission that you get these breakdowns that have told us about traffic patterns as well as the difference between a roundabout and a
traffic circle.
Traffic circle. I'm going to remember that. We are taking calls. So while we've been discussing that, and if you have something, you've got the expert here, let's go to the phones. Grace, do you have a question for Cameron Middleton?
Yes. On 273 by Gervan, we have that. We used to have a stoplight there, and it's such a mess. And it's a disaster there. Cars merging. There's like three lanes going into two, and it's a mess, and you can only head north, whereas before we could make a left or a right, you know.
Yes.
And that just needs to be addressed. We need that traffic light back up there.
And
that actually works.
And it is coming back, Grace. It is coming back.
Thank God.
Yeah, it is. You know what it is they can't get the lights. It's the supply chain problem.
Oh,
they
my gosh.
Can't get the lights are on back order. So they can't get the poles and the lights and some of the equipment to put them back in. They took it all out to do that.
Why didn't they keep the original light? I mean, it was working fine.
It's going to be reconfigured. So it is part of a reconfiguring of that. So they raised it up, as you know, for the railroad tracks. For the road,
yes.
Their van there going across the railroad tracks, the trucks keep getting stuck. And, of course, what was it, yesterday?
Oh, yeah.
We had a truck stuck on, I think, Brandstetter up at 273, just up tracks a little further. That got stuck going over. It got high-centered. So that was the problem, is the railroad tracks were higher than the road. And you can't lower the railroad tracks. So they had to raise the road up. And they go, okay, we're going to do this, but by making that change fundamentally, it actually fundamentally also changed the contour of the intersection. So they had to take everything out to do the work, and they got to put in new poles with new lights in order to reconstruct it and make it new. And the problem is that some of the equipment is on back order. The other one is, I think it's the gates for the railroad crossing. There's an issue with those, and so they're having to go get those. So it is going to be – they're going to put the lights back up. They're going to open the traffic to go back across. It's this supply chain crisis. They can't get all the parts. And you talk to a home builder right now, anybody constructing anything at all, there's always one item.
Yes.
That
no,
they can't
I totally get
or
that.
50 items, but that they can't get. So it is going to go back in, and it needs to go back in.
Yeah.
And then my hope is, and I've even talked to our assemblyman and senator about this, is I would really, really love one day for them to time the lights on 273 and synchronize them. I'll never forget the time I went from South Street in Anderson all the way up 273, and I hit every red light until I got to South Street in Redding. I think it's 15 of them. Hit them all. There's nothing more frustrating, in my opinion, than hitting 15 red lights in a row.
Oh, I know. I hear you.
Thank you, Grace. Thank you, Grace. I love the fact that, Cameron, that was a great way to close Friday when somebody has the answers. And, that's interesting that you were talking about the supply chain because it is a crisis. Now, I only know that, you know, we have friends that live down in Long Beach. And that while they walk on the promenade there where the ships come in, they said it was a mile long. Okay. So that is just that one of supply chain. So we do know, like, for certain things, if you like saltine crackers.
Love them. My kid eats them in like a sandwich. Yes.
Try to go find saltine crackers. Like, does people buy 10 boxes like the toilet paper at one time? Try to go find. Like a big old, like if you shop at Walmart or anybody, sometimes the whole area is gone of crackers. So that's in a supply chain. That's just hypothetical. We have two friends. One, has been living in a fifth wheel while she's building her house. She's now almost in a year of living in a fifth wheel, about ready to lose her mind and her marbles. Because of the windows were not
windows.
Right.
Killer.
All right. Then we have another friend who's building a big, beautiful home, and it's just one thing after the other. It is in the supply chain. So we've really been spoiled in America that we think that we can order something on Amazon, perhaps, and get there the next day. But, you know, you talk to any business owner or any person that's building or restaurant supply.
Oh, that's killer, the restaurant supply. Went down to Pop's 50's place yesterday and had a burger. And my first question was, do you have tater tots in or not? They had a spell for a long time. They couldn't get the onion rings or the tater tots or whatever. And they were going to different. They had certain types of fries. They had to go to different types of fries. I didn't realize there was a 3/16, a 5/16, Chris cut. They gave me the whole lowdown. But, you know, it's everything. And literally it's affecting everything down to the traffic on our commute. Because they don't have parts to put in a new traffic light. I mean, who would have thought of
that? Who would have thought about that?
There
you
go.
Thank you for that call.
That's exactly.
And you knew the answer. So that's just a beautiful thing.
Well, I'm filled with all kinds of useless knowledge and occasionally a little bit of useful knowledge. A useful piece of knowledge, you brought up saltines, and I made some money on this way back in the day. A true saltine, right, is actually a double, right? So it's the two together.
Okay, right. And not in the where they're singly stacked in a
single stack, but the double ones. But it is physically impossible to eat six of the doubles saltine crackers in under a minute without anything else.
Okay.
You would ever,
is this what a beer challenge?
No, you can't drink beer while you do it. That's the challenge.
Oh,
I have
got
to
do it
at home. I'm going home to try
but,
that.
Yeah, go home and try it. But this is a good way to make a little extra cash if you need to. Bet somebody that they can't eat. So it's a dozen of the regulars.
Yeah.
Six of the doubles. Can't eat them in under a minute without ingesting anything else. No water or anything else. So there's your money-making tip for the day.
Well,
not exactly real estate related, but it's a very important tip.
Okay, so what is your favorite? We're going to end on this. What's your favorite saltine snack?
Oh, well, I do them with the pepper jack cheese, salami, and pepperoncinis.
Pepperoncinis.
That's how we do them at home.
All right, so I grew up, and Carl thinks I'm gross, but I will do this occasionally, and my dad did it, and so I like it. Saltine mayonnaise sardine.
That is so close, because mine is saltines, mustard sardines.
Oh, and then a, and then so and that saltine on top, so it's a cracker.
Oh, my father would love that.
And then I just put that on a plate, and that is really good to go on a Saturday or Sunday afternoon watching a game or watching something. It's just that. It just does it for me.
Oh, it's a good thing he's not here. He would want those, and he's on a special diet. I don't think Mom would let him eat that right now. So yeah.
Sardines not in mustard, which Carl likes. I like the sardines in oil.
Yes, I do too. I prefer. I love mustard, but I would agree.
Well, you know what? It's nice when it's our Friday. Oh, and you know what? To hear that we have like the worst cluster of traffic at this side of Sacramento on Cypress is a takeaway for me, man.
Cypress, nope, top. Yeah, it's the tough one. I avoid it as much as I possibly can. And again, there's no way they can truly improve it.
Meanwhile, if you need to find anything about maybe listing your house or going to see real estate, you know, go into the House of Realty. They've been in business for like five generations. They've been here 1960.
Oh God, where are
somewhere
we?
Somewhere in there.
We were 1965. So
yeah,
we started.
1965.
A long time.
So give the House of Realty a call, and Cameron Middleton, you know, thanks for being on today. And
you're very
welcome.
You
can go online. You can get a hold of Cameron by, there's a number downtown.
Yeah. And my email and everything's on the
website. All right.
I've on a bunch of websites, whether it's the city side as a planning commissioner
you're gonna just
or
drive
House
in
of
there.
Realty. We're at either one.
Right. You're right there off.